I'm Stuart, child in the 80s, watcher of Saturday morning TV. Fabulous cartoons were revealed to me the day I held aloft my TV remote and said,
"By the power of podcast."
Only three others joined me on this journey. Our friends, James, Jamie, and Kane, together we discussed the crazy, delightful, but mostly crazy world of 80s and 90s cartoons. Happy May the 4th, everyone.
Ooh, happy May the 4th.
Star Wars Day.
Is it officially Star Wars Day?
Who decides? I think it is by now.
Who decides when a date is officially something? Like, who decides it's National Hot Dog Day? National whatever day?
You have to sign it off, do you know, to have a national day. Does it have to be declared somewhere or other?
I don't know.
That's what I mean.
Then there's
and
like
what about
international.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got international. I suppose it's international Star Wars Day. Technically, we don't just own Star Wars or May the 4th.
Who?
So it would be us, the English.
What, by the Power Squad?
Yeah.
I think it's the Americans that would own Star Wars, to be fair.
Well, it was made in England.
Otherwise, we'd say 4th of May.
It's true. Very true, actually, yeah.
That is a very good point, Kane. It doesn't even work in America, does it?
No, it doesn't work in Britain.
Doesn't work in Britain.
Why? We say May the 4th.
No, we don't.
No, we say 4th of May.
We don't.
Yeah, we do. We do day, then months in this. We do it properly.
No, we're English. We mix it up to
littlest,
shit.
Littlest to the biggest.
We do metric and imperial.
We do the littlest to the biggest, always.
No, only when writing it down.
That's the same as when saying it, I do.
I'd say April 3rd.
I'd say the 4th.
No, you see, I'd say, if someone asked me my date of my birthday, I'd say 24th of February. I wouldn't say February 24th.
Yeah, I'm with you, Daz. Stu's wrong.
Yeah, I might be. I don't know now.
You spent too much time in America. You've become colonised.
January 1st. Did you say 1st of January or January
1st? 1st of January.
That's January 1st. New Year's Day is January 1st.
No, 1st of January.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Not 1st of January.
I'm with Kane and James 100% on this, yeah.
What date's your birthday, Jamie?
The 6th of April.
Think about it a little bit. That's the only time he's never paused, which is a shame. Happy 4th of May be with you. Is that the right? Is that correct?
Don't work, does it?
We are having a Star Wars special. We are talking Star Wars Ewoks.
Possibly the greatest characters in the Star Wars franchise.
Yeah, true. in a cartoon series which ran for 2 seasons in the 80s, I want to say. 85 and 86, and it's also known as, so it's known as Ewoks, it's also known as Star Wars Ewoks, and it was also known as the all-new Ewoks. And it was part of the Ewoks and Droids Adventure Hour.
Ooh.
And we did droids, didn't we?
Yes, it was. Yeah, I remember that, because it was droids first and Ewoks, wasn't it? Like, literally back-to-back.
I don't know, because it was called the Ewoks and Droids Adventure Hour, so you'd think they'd do Ewoks first, but who knows?
No, I'm sure that you always used to do droids first and Ewoks, because I always used to love droids. I wasn't a big fan of Ewoks, and I remember being...
Maybe it depends if you're watching in England or Britain, what comes first.
England or Britain?
Sorry, wow. Britain or America.
True. Or I suppose it could have been the way around, because I just turned off at that point, whereas I suppose if Ewoks was on first, I'd have to sit through that to get to droids, because I wouldn't want to risk missing it. Yeah.
I not only have I watched the cartoon episode that we're watching, which was Jamie season 2 episode 12, I want to say.
It was correct. Episode 12, season 2, Battle for the Sun Star.
And didn't one of our Twitter followers recommend it for us?
It did, yeah.
They kindly did.
We kind of went with, without a few people, we asked, because this was an impromptu thing. We was going to watch another cartoon today, which we'll put back next week. Changed his mind at the last minute, went for Ewoks for obvious reasons, and asked people on Twitter to recommend. So we went with the first person, which I think is the fair way to do it. And that was at Slightly On Fire, was the Twitter handle.
Oh, nice.
And it was pretty cool. Yeah. And the bio, in his bio or her bio, I don't know either way, it says unusual 80s and 90s toys. So they recommended two. The first one was Wicket's Wagon. And they recommended that because it features the Ewok battle wagon toy. Makes sense. Ooh. That's the Twitter handle. The other one, though, was the one we picked, which was the battle for the Sun Star, which was Ewoks v. the Empire, which you don't really get much in this cartoon. So I think that kind of stood out, the second one, which is why we went for that one. But thank you for Slightly On Fire for recommending.
Has anyone watched the Ewoks live-action movie?
Well, that's what I started off saying. Not only have I watched the cartoon, we also had a look at Ewoks Battle for Endor.
Yeah. Or was it Caravan of Courage? Was it two?
The sequel we watched, James.
Oh, right. Okay.
Back to Friendor.
Did that come out before or after the series?
Before, I think.
Not sure.
I think it's before.
Was Battle Friendor the one? Which one? So the one that you watched, was that the one with like the spider-like things with the long legs?
No, it's the one with the weird zombie-looking guys. Blind dragon, the witch that can turn into a bird.
Yes.
And everybody riding around on horses for some reason.
Why not?
I've never seen this.
It's unreal. Corey was offended by the lack of Star Wars action. In the entire thing, the primary one, which he pointed out, same as the cartoon, why the hell can these Ewoks speak English all of a sudden?
Yeah, and it's a good point
because kids don't want to sit there watching subtitles.
Well, we didn't talk about that, but they could have had a droid translating everything they said, James.
True.
Can you imagine the producers of this when they were like sitting down, let's do an Ewoks cartoon? Somebody sat there, but guys, Ewoks don't speak English.
There's a whole thing
in the film where that's translated. By a droid, they definitely don't speak or understand English and have never met humans or droids.
Now then, Steve, are they speaking English, though?
Yes.
Are they?
Yes.
Or are
they're speaking basic or whatever it is in Star Wars.
Are they?
Yeah.
If you're watching Glorious Bastards, they all speak English in that, even though they're German.
True.
They do speak it with a German accent, though, okay.
Like hello.
Like they would speak.
Yeah, just like they would.
The best I ever saw that was Hunt for Red October. It's got the best translation scene ever in a movie.
Isn't Hunt for Red October where Sean Connery plays a Russian or an American?
He does.
With a Scottish accent.
So everyone's talking in Russian. The camera zooms in, and it's subtitled. The camera zooms into their lips. They switch faultlessly to English, and it zooms back out again.
Nice.
So you know that the subtitles turn off. Okay, so they are speaking Russian. It's just that we don't have to read an entire film. I quite like that.
Clever. I like how they do it in Stargate.
Everyone just speaks English.
Everyone just speaks English, and they barely mention it in season 8, ironically, not the fact that how come everybody in the galaxy speaks English?
Best language, that's why.
Yeah. It's something like I like the way they do it in Doctor Who, where it's the TARDIS which is translating everything. I love that explanation. That always sat well with me.
I want to one-up you and go for Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Put a tiny little fish in your ear so you can hear everything.
Babel fish. I'd be happy with any of those, to be honest.
Yeah.
Very happy with any of those options. Shall we talk about the cartoon a little bit instead of international languages? Talking about the fact that Ewoks can speak English is a bit related to the cartoon.
Before we start, I know you've been going on about it for a while. Me and James have actually seen Batman now.
Yes.
No. Together?
Together?
No.
No. Oh.
I watched it in the comfort of my own slippers.
I feel that's a bit of a waste.
Yeah, it's definitely.
I feel that watching Batman at home, James, and watching Sonic the Hedgehog 2 at the cinema was the wrong way around.
No, definitely not. It was comfy. I was on my sofa. I could pause it. I could go to the loo. I could smoke. I'm happy days.
What did you think, Jamie?
Enjoyed it. It was missing something for me. I expected a little bit more, if I'm being honest. Like at the end, I thought it was going to be some kind of massive plot twist, and I thought it was going to be, it was going to reveal something, which was where you stood back and went, whoa, I didn't see that coming.
Did you have a feeling as to what that was going to be? Did you think it had that deep, or just some random twist?
I don't know, like it were... You know what? I thought it'd be like something like 13, like you'd have Robin's head in a box or something. I was expecting something really, really
that's
bizarre.
Seven, surely.
I was going to say seven.
Yeah, seven. But I thought it was good.
What about if like Bruce Wayne would have woke up in bed and it was all a dream?
Oh, I'd have.
And he's really still a little rich boy in bed, and his mum and dad come in and say, "Come on, Bruce, stop having those nightmares about bats.
We're going to the theatre. You'll enjoy it."
It was good. It was good. I feel terrible saying it because people absolutely love it and I liked it. But I think because people have bigged it up so much, I think that kind of spoiled it a little bit for me. So I probably set the bar a little bit too high. But I thought
Where does it rate, Jamie, in Batman movie series for you?
I think it's hard to rate the series. For example, like the Nolan films, I love the first one, the second one, not so much the third one. So I'm not going to rank them all together. I think it was...
No, you
I don't
got
think
to,
it
was, I'm afraid. That's the question.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's that Batman. You're rating that Batman and that world and that universe that they created in those movies. We,
so, including Joker like, on this, or...?
The whole series. So which Batman universe do you prefer?
Okay.
Are we classing like Val Kilmer and Clooney yeah. together in the same universe? So that's all the same?
Yeah, they play the same Batman, didn't they? So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'd say this would be... So, Bale first... Keaton second, this would be third, and then the Kilmer sort of Clooney ones would be last, I think. I think that's the way I'd go so far. I didn't take him seriously as a Bruce Wayne. I struggled with him as a Bruce Wayne.
I preferred him to...
Emo Bruce.
I preferred him to Nolan's one.
Did you really?
Mm. Yeah, I didn't like those at all.
More grounds?
Nolan's Bruce Wayne reminded me of American Psycho. I don't think it's the suit, slick back hair. Obviously, the same actor, but it was very American Psycho.
What it could be that reminded you of that, James?
Yeah.
Was it the face has been the same?
Yeah.
And the voice?
I expect him to put some, like, you know, you lose in the news on at some point. It's like, oh, shit. Stay away.
Yeah. I liked that it was the Riddler. I thought that was good. I think he's a good one for a Detective Batman film.
Tell you what I did like. I like The Joker scenes, the deleted scenes, I thought that was impressive. But me and James were talking about this. I can completely see why they took all that out. But I kind of like it'd have took away from the film, right? Totally would have took away from.
They
the
were
film.
Great scenes, but yeah, they didn't belong in that movie. Mm. But they were very good.
Yeah.
Were you going to say, Jamie, before we talked about that it's time to do a?
Yeah. Would you?
Would I lie to you?
Sorry. Would I lie to you? Yeah. It's. The scores, I mean, we're not going to do the scores for this anyway. This
Why
is kind
not?
Of a bonus episode.
All right, fair
yeah. And plus...
Bragging rights only.
Flying in the... Yeah, bragging rights only, right. Okay. So here we go. I want to know which one is the lie. Number one. Despite their primitive technology and their isolated homeworld, Ewoks were not totally unknown in the wider galaxy. During the Clone Wars, Ewok jerky was sold at Power Sliders, a diner on the planet Abathar. Number one. Number two. Despite their primitive technology and their isolated homeworld, Ewoks were not totally unknown in the wider galaxy. During the Clone Wars, Ewok soup was sold at Power Sliders, a diner on the planet Abathar. So which one is the lie? Ewok jerky or Ewok soup?
Kane.
I'm going jerk is the lie.
During the Clone Wars?
Yes, sir.
I think jerk is the lie as well. Ewok soup sounds more likely.
Oh. I too was going to go for jerky. Because, yeah. Ewok jerky just sounds too harsh. Ewok soup is not necessarily soup made of Ewoks. It could be just... made by Ewoks.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a fair point to think, Chris.
Whereas Ewok jerky does sound like it's a skinned Ewok. It's a bit too harsh, isn't
James,
it?
James, can you yes? think of a dish which is named after the people who made it?
Bake or tart.
Right in there.
That's the place, though, isn't it? Not people.
People of Bakewell made it.
The race, they're not a race of Bakewells that make
All
a tart.
Right. Scotch egg. Scotch egg.
Chinese food.
I don't think that's what they call it, Jamie.
Yeah, a Scotch egg is made out of Scotch
call
people.
It food. I like that. Scotch egg's a good one, James.
Scotch egg.
Yeah, so
I'm trying
you're
to
right.
think of some more.
I know, I was as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
I know loads of these. Italian food, Chinese food, Brazilian food, American food.
I'm going to go opposite, though, because although I do agree with you guys, I like to be different, you know that. So I'm going to go for the soup. Soup is the lie.
You should have chose one of them to be cake, Jamie, so we could have said the cake is the
cake
lie.
Cake is a lie. Oh, that would have, yeah.
Come on.
The lie is Ewok soup.
Oh.
Really?
It was Ewok jerky was sold at Power Slide as a
That's
diner
harsh.
On the planet Abathar.
What did that appear in, Jamie?
I ain't got a clue. I don't know. I can find a reference for you.
Well, that is harsh.
It's the first time we've ever asked for a reference
No, it's interesting. Yeah. But
I know it's the first time
we've asked, but I would assume if you've read it somewhere, you must know it's true.
And
you've
seen it
somewhere. You've not made it up.
No, I've read it. I think, I tell you what, I know it was actually on Wikipedia. I think that's where I got it from.
That's a pretty good source, to be
fair. Yeah, so that's where it's on, yeah.
Jerky is hard to make as well, though. Like, I went soup because it'd be like a quick...
I thought jerky was quite easy. Just cut it up and...
No, then it just goes mouldy if you're not careful. Yeah.
You just salt it
and smoke it on you a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So. I guess it's a long, like, really long process as well.
I smoke it from most people. Like, I think you do it like a week on.
I've Googled it. It's from the episode, the 12th episode, Missing in Action from Clone Wars 5th season.
It's very harsh. Although, if it's really tasty.
Yeah, true.
I know Ewoks are sentient, but it's not like they can speak English or anything, is it?
No. The thing is, though, you've got to go to Endor to get it, haven't you? Because we're assuming Ewoks don't live anywhere else.
They don't live on Endor, do they?
They're not.
No. They live on the forest moon of Endor.
Moon of Endor.
Come on, people. We can't do a Star Wars podcast and say Ewoks live on Endor.
True, they live on the forest moon, not Endor itself.
Come on.
But yeah, so you've got to like sort of travel there specifically to cull Ewoks.
But is that not going to be the same for any food source?
No, a lot of food sources are generally sort of localised, aren't they?
You know,
there will be people living there that will have killed it, hunted it, and ate it, and then maybe, you know, sort of sold it onwards.
Do you not think they've like taken Ewoks to their planet and just grown them in a farm?
Because Clone Wars happens after Return of the Jedi, doesn't it?
What? No.
Before Return of the Jedi, way before. Because you can imagine it after Return of the Jedi, because you've got all these dead Ewoks, what are you going to do with them?
Well, no, there weren't any. I don't think many Ewoks died, did they?
Yeah, so they tricked on the fire, didn't they? And I bet at some point Luke Skywalker's sitting there going, you know what?
Smells pretty damn good.
That smells pretty good.
In them, smoke them.
So walks past me a little knife. Oh my God, that's amazing.
Very harsh. Very harsh. Who's starting us off, Jamie, this week with a review of the episode?
Well, since you've asked the question, I mean, there's no rhyme or reason, right? Let's go with you, Stu. By the way, before we go into this one, because it is a different one, just an overview for people that haven't watched this. In a nutshell, Ewoks are defending a little Sunstar, which a bad guy, the Empire, is trying to get. Simple as that, really. Good episode.
Dr. Trivago, what's his name?
What is his name, actually?
Dr. Jetstar or Jetsa.
He's the first doctor I've heard in
Dr. Rhaegar, is it?
James, forget you. That is not true, James.
Go on, who's the
I'm
doctor in
so
Star
disappointed
Wars?
You. Dr. Aphra.
Who's Dr. Aphra?
One of the best Star Wars characters that's ever been.
From what?
Comics.
Okay.
Go and find the Dr. Aphra comic. She has Assassin Droid. And a couple of droids. It's great. She fights Darth Vader. It's good.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, so you don't hear many doctors.
Well, she survives
referenced.
A battle with Darth Vader, but you don't now. That's great point.
What's this guy's name again? This doctor in this? What's his name again?
Is it Rhaegar?
Rhaegar. Yes. Rhaegar, that's it. Yeah,
which is another baddie, right? In 80s cartoons, isn't it? Is it She-Ra?
Rhaegar.
Or Care Bears?
I have no idea.
Sure. I was going to start talking about this cartoon and say you could also describe this cartoon as Care Bears set in the Star Wars universe. Because they sound like the Care Bears.
They do.
I'm not an expert, but whatever they did with the voices sounds like Care Bears. And then I realised that Wicket was the voice of the Care Bears. The guy who voices Wicket also voices loads of the Care Bears.
Oh, is that right?
A couple of years later, yeah. So he did Wicket first. But they need to do Care Bears.
That's interesting.
The other thing I found interesting, before we even really talk about the cartoon, do you know what Wicket's last name is? And I know you'll have been looking now, but yes. Wicket's actually got a last name.
I did know this.
Go on, James. I can't remember what it is. It starts with a W or something, does it?
Well, who plays him in the films?
I know it's Warwick, isn't it?
Yeah, his surname's Warwick.
Yeah, it's Warwick.
Surname in canon is Wicket Wistery Warwick.
Yeah,
it's the Wistery bit, I say, not the Warwick.
Which I'm assuming is related to it being played by Warwick.
Yeah,
I'm going to be right. It's got to be. Right? The whole family then is a family of them all surname Warwick.
Yeah, and most of them begin with a W, because you've got my favourite one, Whittle Warwick, whose nickname is Willy. The guy's name is Widley Warwick, and then they're like, no, Widley. Let's call him Willy.
Widley, Willy Warwick.
Weechi Warwick.
Okay.
Winder Warwick. Deej Warwick. Shodu Warwick. And Ephraim Warwick.
I mean, wow. Ephraim.
Ephraim?
No, that's all of them. There's only like nine Warwicks in there. The rest of them are the Kintakas, which is what Nyssa is. Is Nyssa the pretty one or the less pretty one?
Oh, here we go.
Hello?
Sexist.
I wouldn't consider either. Either pretty. You have to explain the list.
One of them's like got lipstick on and everything, aren't you? And a sexy little hat. Which, you, two have
would
hoods.
Which would you skin and make jerky out of?
It's a good point. But the girly walk with the little hat on. And her eyes are unlike all of the other Ewoks' eyes. I don't know if you noticed. She's got like cat eyes, and the others all have round eyes, don't they?
Oh.
And she's got like eyelashes and everything. Yeah? You know what I'm trying to mean?
I did not notice that at all.
How have you not noticed that? She's the only one with sideways, like her eyes.
I'm worried about how much you have noticed.
Like Ewok eyes are like a zero, aren't they? Like upright. Yeah? Do you know what I mean? They're like an oval that's taller than it is wide.
Yeah.
But her eyes are tilted 45 degrees and pointy on the sides for no apparent reason.
In all fairness, I was too focused on her Ewok tits to notice her eyes.
Well,
so
I was going to be the next thing I'll say, and she has Ewok breasts drawn on, which seemed unnecessary, doesn't it? So we know which one you're into, Jamie.
Right.
Hmm?
Sounds of it, we're going to double team us, too.
Disgusting.
Yeah, that is gross. Must have been a little bit sick in my mouth. Mainly at the fact that Ewoks aren't very long, so we'd be really close together.
we'd be touching.
Yeah, we'd be really close together, wouldn't we? It'd be rough. Yeah. I'd be pretty rough.
Yeah, I'm gonna say.
Stu, I can feel your tip.
We could start off a new thing. It could be what
stealth bag failed.
It could be Ewok brothers instead of Eskimo brothers. Anyway, what do I think of this cartoon? It's junk, isn't it? It's awful. 3 out of 10. What a shitty cartoon this was. That could have been good. I didn't like it. The bad guys are bad, not good. We didn't see the Emperor.
I like that.
Which I'm assuming is some licensing thing, but I wanted to see the Emperor. I didn't hate it, but I thought it was that bad they may as well have shown to try and save the episode. It's not very well animated. It seems dead cheap. It seems like a bit of a cash grab to sell toys, more so than ones that are obvious cash grabs to sell toys. So no, I didn't love it. And what did I say? 3 out of 10. Yeah, 3 out of 10. Corey hated it.
I was just about to say, did you watch it with him the first time around, or did you watch it?
Watched it with him a couple hours ago.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, he thought it was terrible.
Did he give a reason behind it, Stu? Or was it the same as what you said?
Mainly that they spoke English.
Yeah.
And why are there droids in it? Why is the Emperor already there? Because in the films, the Ewoks don't seem to have knowledge of all this stuff going down, and they're surprised by what a droid is, whereas in this, they're like, oh, look, a cool little droid dude. Mm. Yeah, so he's very... Because he watches all the more modern Star Wars, because he's into Clone Wars and the films. They all pretty much track to... It's set within the Star Wars universe, and it's consistent across all the episodes, isn't it?
I was talking about like universe. Was there any other cartoon at the time or film what had a like an extended universe? So like Ewoks weren't major characters, were they? So they've got then a series of their own. But what other films at the time had that?
Good question.
Oh yeah, like a spin-off film.
So obviously there was like the Rambo cartoon, but
yeah,
Rambo
but without
was
the main
character,
yeah, like RoboCop had the main character in, didn't it?
So is this the first time like they tried to expand the universe?
Could well be, you know.
It's a good question. I can't think of any other examples.
There's probably loads, but no, I can't think of any. So maybe there isn't.
Okay, whilst you're talking, then. Oh, sorry, James, go for it.
I suppose Mask. We know Mask is in the G.I. Joe universe.
What, Jim Carrey's
Mask? I think they put that in afterwards.
There's no references to it, and it's not, you know. So, no, I don't think there is.
Not without the main character, because there's quite a few with the main character, isn't there? But that's a good point. I don't think any...
Did any main characters turn up in Ewoks?
I don't think they did.
I think this is the closest it got with the Emperor being in a ship on screen.
Mentioned.
they asked George Lucas permission to, see, we're coming to the end. If you, I don't know if you read this, but it was coming to the end. So this is, there's only one episode left before they cancelled it. And it was coming right to the end of it. And the guy who did it was Paul Dini, went to George Lucas, didn't think he'd say yeah. And they're like, is it possible we can put the Empire in this? And he was like, yeah, go for it. And they didn't expect it. So I don't know if it was kind of a last minute decision or whatever, but George Lucas apparently willing to go along with it, and they didn't expect that. So,
well, out for the cash.
Absolutely. Kane, what were we going for then?
Yeah, so I turned it on like, expecting shit, because all I've heard about it is shit. And I think on the drones episode, you guys spoke about how shit it was. Come back from work today, put it on, pretty tired, still a bit jet lagged, put it on. And I loved it. I really enjoyed it. I just thought from the episode alone, if we're taking it as its standalone cartoon, not part of this big Star Wars universe when you're expecting everything to be smart and all intertwined now, I thought it was cute, really simple storyline. There's a bad guy, good guys. Yeah, the bad guy tries to have too much power, and it just, simple. I really enjoyed it. I'm going to 7 out of 10. Like, kept me interested. Wouldn't say it's funny. But it's what I want from a kid's cartoon. My biggest criticism was the animation was shit, but I kind of got past that because I thought the story was so easy to follow that it just made it an easy watch.
And in fairness to the animation, the Ewoks look better than they do in the animated, in the film, the Ewok film. Terrifying. They are terrifying.
They're cold, dead eyes.
They never blink. Their eyes are dry glass marbles, and they just stare with their little teeth at you.
It's all that eating of human flesh. It drove them to insanity. That's what it is.
They are creepy as shit. Mm.
You've never seen this before then, Kane? You've never seen any of
I don't think so. I'd seen the animation before, but I don't think I've ever watched a full episode. And like I said, all I've heard from Star Wars fans is how shit it is. So I think I was expecting something like Droids were, but I actually enjoyed it. That being said, I might have rated Droids highly. I can't remember.
Well, just about to say, where does this theme tune rank next to the Droids theme tune?
I think this theme tune is quite poor.
Which theme tune, though? Theme tune? Because the season one theme tune is great.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's sinister as out. And this theme tune was awful.
Didn't know those two.
Season one theme tune was like, it sounds like someone famous doing it. But it's very, it's quite a sinister theme tune. I'm guessing that's why they changed it, but I quite like it.
I guess where this lets itself down is that it's actually a Star Wars cartoon. Like, if it didn't mention Star Wars, then I think people probably enjoy it.
Is it, could you take the entire plot of this episode and just paste it onto Gummy Bears?
Yeah.
You could, right?
Yeah, but that's not a bad thing.
No, like, it's very generic, isn't it? Like you say, it's a Star Wars cartoon, but it's very...
Yeah, that's what I mean. I guess, like, at the time, Star Wars was so big and people were expecting this cartoon to follow up on how amazing Star Wars was and it'd be an anticlimax.
Mm.
But if it was just a cartoon about some little bear-type characters going on a mission called Gummy Bears, people would probably enjoy it.
Booms, what are we going for, dude?
As I said before, when I was younger, I didn't like this at all. I wanted more Star Wars and less Ewok. I wasn't, sort of happy there wasn't much stormtroopers and stuff like that in there. That being said, I didn't mind this episode too much. I also made a slight mistake, is I originally started watching the wrong episode. There's a season one episode on about the Sun Star as well, which explains the origins of the Sun Star. And I started watching that, and I'm like, this isn't the right one. So I switched over. But luckily, I do know the origin of the Sun Star, and it's quite a good origin story.
Sweet James, can you get us up to speed on it? Because I don't.
To summarise it very quickly, there was an evil sorceress type woman who created the Sun Star to do all sorts of nefarious stuff. A very brave young Ewok porter
called Wocket.
Failed, unfortunately, because she was just too powerful. So she enslaved him and made him a
dinner
servant in the castle, you know, sweeping up all this sort of stuff. While he was there, he secretly studied magic, managed to defeat her and break the Sunstone into two pieces, and stole one piece. And he then later grew up to be the old wizardy one, which isn't really in this one. You know, the bloke who was wielding the Sunstone in the cartoon?
Yeah.
He's a recurring character. They're sort of shaman type thing. So he grew old and became him. And then they later reformed the Sunstone and used it to protect the village. So it gave a bit of context to what that thing was and why it was so important and all this sort of stuff. No, it wasn't a great cartoon, don't get me wrong, but I enjoyed it more than I thought I was going to enjoy it. I was not looking forward to it. It would have been better if it wasn't linked to Star Wars, definitely it sounds, because it does. Yeah, you want more out of it, and it doesn't really deliver it. But I'm going to go for a 5 out of 10. It wasn't awful. It wasn't great. It's slap bang in the middle.
Were you expecting to score it lower then, James, based on your...
I was expecting for a 2 or a 3.
Yeah.
From memory. I was expecting it to be awful. I was disappointed it wasn't the Season 1 theme tune, which I really enjoyed. And it stuck in my head. As soon as it started playing, I'm like, this isn't the theme tune. It was slap bang in the middle for me.
Mm. Bearable.
Nice. Well done.
Thank you. I could not get past the droid PD-28. And I'll tell you what, as soon as I heard it, I couldn't get out of my head American Pie. You know when Jim goes to the camp and he's playing the trumpet and he shouts, "My name's Petey and I've got gigantic balls."
I don't remember the droid saying that.
Which Ewoks did you watch, Jamie?
I couldn't get past it. I couldn't get past it. Every time the droid was on, I'm just thinking of these metal fucking droid bollocks swinging around.
I'm so confused.
No,
I want to get like a good one, James Bond. I have no idea why did that link you to the droid? I'm so confused.
The droid is called P for Papa D for Delta 28. I thought they kept calling him Petey.
And that makes it fantastic.
Yeah, because Petey in American Pie is Jim. You know. Jim goes to the camp and he plays that special kid called Petey, doesn't he? He's like, "Oh, it's Petey," and he comes on playing the trumpet, and then he just shouts that he's got gigantic balls. Yeah,
okay. Link there. Got it now. I've got it.
And for that, I give it a 10. in all seriousness, I do not like it. I do not like Ewoks. Do not like the cartoon. Enjoyed this episode.
You don't like Ewoks at all? Ewoks themselves,
yes,
as a race.
I don't like the exactly, and I don't like the cartoon as well. Never been fans, but I actually enjoyed this episode. I mean, it wasn't great, it wasn't perfect. The bits with the Empire, it seemed like a completely different cartoon when the Ewoks there was very jovial, all happy and like you say, Care Bearsy. But you didn't get that when it was just with the Empire, and it was like kind of. Put two cartoons and stuck them together a little bit. For me, it's kind of confusing when you're watching it. Not the story, but the fact seems like there's two different genres almost that they've stuck together. But that being said, all in all, I like the story. I like the characters in it. I like the reasoning behind it. I don't like the fact that they nearly fucking destroyed the Emperor and wrote him off from this. And I'm just thinking this through. The Ewok saved the Emperor, essentially, right? Because he jumped on him and not the... Yeah, so it's the Ewok's fault, but any chaos that the Emperor brings after this point is completely on the Ewoks. Great. So, but all in all, I watched it, enjoyed it. again, I've said this a lot of times, simple cartoons work for me. This worked for me. My little boy, Bear, sat with me and he watched the whole thing. He noticed the stormtroopers. He was like, oh, stormtroopers, daddy. Like, yep, you've got it, dude. He also kept referring to the droid as BB-8. So he enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Wasn't perfect. Could have been better. I'm going to give this a 6 out of 10. 6 out of 10 for me.
Middle of the road.
I say we've had a few weeks where we're all close together, and this one's Stu's gone on his own way and knocked it really low.
I didn't like
it. Almost like we've grown apart.
Yeah. 21 out of 40, that scores for the episode. Remember, scoring the episode here. The episode gets 21 out of 40.
Yeah. Ewoks, or the new Ewoks, technically. I did find a couple of things interesting, which was that the robots, the Empire's robots, were very like the Dark Troopers in Mandalorian. Weren't they? Very much so, I think. And I don't know if that's the earliest version of the big robot stormtrooper alternative. So that'd be interesting to investigate. And is it also where the Emperor first heard of Endor and the moons to build the Death Star? Is this why he knows it even exists in the first place?
Good point.
Ooh, true.
Because he visited there to see Dr. Uzuma Face and nearly got blown out of the sky.
Yeah, maybe his ship was that badly disabled. He was stood there for a few weeks and he's like, you know what?
Well, or that.
This would be a good place. Yeah.
That or he tried some Ewok jerky.
Ooh,
and decided to stick around close to the source.
Yeah.
Do we ever see the Emperor eat anything in Star Wars? I don't think we do, do we?
No.
What do I eat at dinner?
How do you think the Emperor, so the bad guy on it, when the Emperor's sorting him out for his treachery, obviously it croaks him, but how do you think he killed him then?
A bit of force lightning. It's Emperor's number one go to thing, isn't it?
So what are you going for?
Bit of force.
Strangle him for a little bit, then lightning.
Yeah. Laughing maniacally while he does it.
I don't know. I think he'd do something more more sinister than that.
Bum him with a lightsaber.
Like send him back down to the planet with Ewoks and let them eat him or something.
Ooh.
I like that. Yeah.
They'd bum him with a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Do that. That first. Work?
For a second it would.
Maybe it's just the shaft of the lightsaber. It's not the
not turned bit. On.
It's the handle.
And then when you finish, you just turn it on for the unhappy ending.
You have to be a bit careful. But to turn it on, where would your hand have to be?
Yeah, you have to get your hand up in there.
That's what I mean. If you shove the hilt in, you have to go up there.
Well, you can do it with the force.
Oh, use the force. The force doesn't let you turn lightsabers on and off, though, does it?
It does.
Yeah.
Well, otherwise, everybody just turn them off, wouldn't they?
Clone Wars Episode 1. Yoda v. Ventress.
Yeah, chop me up on turning lightsaber on.
That's the best fight with Yoda v. Ventress when she's doing all this, I'm going to kick your ass type thing. And he just literally turns the lightsabers off and pulls them out of her hands. He's like, fuck off.
This is a good point. I've got this vision of a battle between two people and the whole fight, they're just literally just turning each other's lightsaber off. That's all they're doing. On.
There is a great fan film where they do that. It's a Jedi versus a Sith, and the Jedi comes for an overhead attack, and the Sith sort of blocks high. And the Jedi just turns his lightsaber off, goes past him, turns it back on again, and chops him in two.
Nice. Were they a Jorissal advert where the batteries ran out of the lightsaber?
Oh.
Or have I dreamt that?
I think that was a dildo advert. Right.
Be a good Jorissal advert.
Would, wouldn't it? Yeah, it would.
Do you have adverts for dildos?
Do I have them?
No, are they available? I'm sure
Love
they
Bunny.
Are.
Lovebunny.com.
That's not really it. That's like a holistic, generalised sex toy advert, isn't it? Yeah.
Love Bunny, actually. I can't remember. Love Bunny.
That's just a website as opposed to an ad, isn't it? Like a TV advert, Jamie.
They do have it on TV. They advertise on TV about kinky stuff and, stuff to spice up your...
Kinky stuff. Your
tools and your paraphernalia. So, too much trouble for my liking.
If you got to charge it up, it's an issue.
That's it.
Do they recharge lightsabers? They have power cells.
It's crystal, isn't it?
Are they rechargeable? You have to swap them around. Now, the crystal focuses it, doesn't it?
Perhaps like them watches where they sort of charge by moving.
Oh, maybe. That's why they're always leaping around.
I always thought the crystal was the energy. Is that not the energy source?
No, the crystal is the focuser.
Okay. I didn't realise that. Okay.
Yeah, they have a power cell, I think. But I don't know if it's rechargeable or not. Hopefully it is, because they don't want to be searching around for a Duracell, do they, mid-battle. None of the lightsabers have a power meter either. That's interesting.
Oh, you'd never know, would you? No. Does it just get a bit smaller as it gets as the power goes down?
It's maybe, yeah.
It's like a dagger. Start rubbing it. Yeah. I mean, batteries have gone. Got to start rubbing
droops.
It.
It droops down a little bit.
Didn't they go soft in
Spaceballs?
Spaceballs.
Yes, they did.
They did, didn't they?
That's great, that one.
Not I've seen that
film for so long. Yeah, and the same. So film. Long.
I'm going to have to get that back out.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Rick Moranis.
Yes. We're about halfway through the episode. Jamie, this is a special bonus episode, so I don't know if you've got one for us or not. Do you have a would you rather?
I do have a would you rather.
Would you rather eat Ewok jerky or Ewok soup?
Would you rather stick your dick in an Ewok?
She is quite fit, to be fair, right? As cartoon bears go.
I've just Googled it, and she hasn't got breasts, so I don't know what you lot are thinking about.
There's a scene where she falls over, and she's definitely got breasts.
And that's scene only.
You brought it up, Jamie. When did you see it?
The whole time. I saw those Ewok boobies. Yeah. I had to go back and watch it again because I didn't have a clue what happened the first time around. I was too focused on the Ewok big old bitties. Anyway, would you rather pay an E once every week or every food item that you ever eat has to be deep fried in a wok? There you go.
A wok. Oh, okay. Ewok. Right,
okay, I'll say it again.
We'll say that again. Yeah.
I'll say it again. So you have to take an E once every week, or every single food item you ever eat is deep fried in a wok.
And it has to be deep fried?
It does, correct.
Okay.
Easy one for me, I've got to be truthful.
Every single meal?
Every single thing you eat.
Yeah, I'm in for the E a week.
Yeah, me too. You'd also just become, like, accustomed to it.
You reckon? Can you build up a
tolerance for E?
Tolerance for E.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't think you can for hallucinogenics. Hallucinogenics, I'm not sure you can. I don't know, I'm not an expert in this area.
I know, like with mushrooms, you can, can't you?
You might be able to, then. Yeah. You might be able to.
But yeah, I'd do the E.
E week for me.
It's deep fried for me all day long.
No, not everything you eat.
Yeah.
What are you going to have for breakfast?
I could have bacon.
Deep fried bacon isn't great, though.
It's all right. It's not worst.
Mm. Yeah, but what are you having the bacon with?
Bread.
Deep fried bread.
Yeah.
What, any sauce on it?
No, it's really naked, I think.
You can't have sauce, can
you? You can, but you'd have to deep fry it, yeah.
Deep fry the sauce, yeah.
Yeah.
What happens if you do deep fry sauce?
I think the fat just explodes because it's a liquid.
Ooh, does it though?
I don't know.
Try it.
Get the fryer really hot, pour a glass of water into it, see what happens.
Deep fried brown sauce. Might go crispy.
I think it would work.
That's good, actually.
I think you could do it. Now, you see, I think if you had to do this, you'd have to freeze it, wouldn't you? Freeze a ball of it.
Mm.
Okay. Then take it out and coat it in.
Like ice cream kind of thing.
Then drop it in the fryer so it softens up and then it's deep fried. Because there's no rule about how long, I'm assuming, right?
No.
It's just got to be deep fried. So you could just dip it in a sec, couldn't you?
As long as it's fried.
Mm. Mm.
But yeah, I'm still E.
I might have a week of deep frying stuff just to see.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what happens, like, if you want like a ham sandwich?
Yeah.
Like, I love a ham sandwich, but I reckon if you made it up first,
deep fry,
then dip it in egg and more breadcrumbs, and then deep fry it. So it's cheesy ham bread sandwich. It might be like,
that's
right,
really
right?
Nice.
Maybe put an egg in there.
Yeah.
I don't think you could do a week of it.
You not?
Oh, yeah.
Not of everything. I think it just feels so greasy and.
Yeah, you get used to it. Would your body get used to it, do you think?
I don't think it would.
It's worth a try, though, isn't it?
I mean, technically.
Before your heart conks out.
Technically, you could deep fry it and then peel the batter off.
Ooh.
No, you can't.
But it's been deep fried, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, but it's my would you rather, and I'm not allowing it.
It's also the smell of deep fry in your kitchen constantly as well.
Yeah. My dad deep fries his chips in the garage.
Yeah, we
because it's genius, right?
As well.
And I do it outside if I can.
Yeah, we use the little
deep fryer?
No, yeah, a little deep fryer. But we've got a little ledge outside the window.
Oh, right. You put it on a ledge outside of a window, the deep fryer?
Yeah, it's not a ledge. Yeah, you've seen it. It's like that decking blank type thing. It's been used to box all the pipes in. Okay, yeah. It's fair on
that. Okay, yeah.
We put the fryer on there.
I can imagine you put it on a tilted brick windowsill. I was like, it's a bit ropey.
Two inch length, yeah. Mm.
We used to have a hot plate as well for frying really bad stuff like fish and stuff. How's that? It's quite nice under there. I'd like to cook it. Feels manly cooking outside.
Yeah.
What are you going for, Jamie?
Deep fried.
Okay. Well, there's no right answer here, is there? There's quite a hard one. I mean,
there is.
The thing is, I was looking at, well, with how long's ecstasy last then? I suppose that's going to be my follow-up question.
A couple hours.
Just till we die.
More. Way more than that.
It stays in your system a long time.
It's got a half life of 7 hours before it drops off to about 50%. So you're looking about 14 hours in total.
Okay. That's all right. You have it before bed.
You're going to sleep.
So you're going to sleep on that?
Well, on ecstasy.
As opposed to not, I guess.
You're not going to sleep. I don't think you're going to be sleeping still.
I don't know.
Plus, there's no quality control. What's a dud one? What's a bad one?
I guess if you're getting it every week, though, you'd have a good supplier. Yeah.
You'd have a good dealer.
Well, you're still going to roll your dice, aren't you? Where's he getting it from? He's not making it himself, is he?
So somebody must be.
Yeah. It's not. Yeah, exactly. But the person you're buying it from isn't necessarily buying it from the same person every time.
I'm just getting it straight from the manufacturer.
Straight from. That would be the safest option.
Yeah.
Granted, there's no quality control, is there? Let's face it. It's
also, increased risk of dehydration, hypertension, heart attacks, and kidney failure as well.
Mm. Brain issues as well, isn't there?
What, other than having deep fried shit all the
time? That's what I said.
I think health wise, no ecstasy is the lesser of two evils.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about that.
It is.
Of course it is.
I don't know about that.
Are you guys insane? A week of fried food, and you've got to eat all of it.
Oh, no, I'm not sure about that. Yeah.
What
you think that an unlicensed, unregulated drug made in someone's fucking kitchen? Like, where do you get licensed ecstasy from?
University, where they test ecstasy.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, if I had to take it every week,
is safer than fried food.
Yes.
Also, hallucinogenics like ecstasy have been known to increase impulsivity, so you guys are probably going to be driven to deep fry everything anyway from them impulsive moods. So you're probably
including your hands.
I don't think that's the impulses you get on it, is it?
You'll be sat there going, batter me fingers and stick them in a deep fryer.
What would you, what would be your, if you could only have one deep fried food for the rest of your life, what would you go for? Because there's so many good ones.
And we had this conversation.
Probably at some point. We did talk about food quite a bit.
Yeah. I think I went chicken.
I think you did. I think I went fries.
Yeah, because then you said I had to be specific on what type of chicken as well.
Oh, yeah, chicken. I think I'm locking in chicken, actually. Yeah.
I think you're right, Kane. I think it was potatoes for me.
Yeah.
What did I go for? I don't know.
Scotch egg.
He went everything.
He walked jerky.
You watch jerky. I do like deep fry. Actually, we don't fry much here at home. So we like deep fry stuff much at home anyway, because it's faff, because obviously you get outside and all that sort of shit. So, but I do like onion rings done deep fryer.
That'd be the one thing you chose, though.
Say again?
That'd be the one thing you could choose out of anything.
I don't know.
The only thing you could choose.
Yeah.
I reckon, have you done one of the blooming onion fried things, James?
I like a blooming onion. I've never made one at home.
You should do that at the upcoming party.
It's not a bad chat, actually, because Mrs. B loves them. She goes to a restaurant up at Keighley where she works, and she always raves about it and looks forward to it so much. And last time she didn't have any.
Oh, you're kidding.
And she was gutted. She was proper gutted, ready to punch the waitress.
Do you know what? I hate it when you go to a restaurant and they don't have a basic food item.
Yeah.
Julia went to the pub a little while ago now, but they'd run out of potatoes.
What?
Right? And this is near you, James. This is the whatever pub it is, hotel, restaurant next to behind Sainsbury's.
Cookhouse. Yeah, the cookhouse, yeah.
Are you calling them out?
They're like maybe a 2.5 minute walk from a Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
And they'd got no jacket potatoes on the menu because they ran out.
You see, I said exactly the same thing about the onion. If you're a restaurant and you run out of blooming onions, go to the supermarket, get some onion. It's not rocket science. It's don't wait for the next delivery. Go and get some.
When you've got, but not even when you've run out. when you've got five left, go, we need some onions.
Someone nipped to the supermarket. Yeah. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Scumbags.
It's service. Scumbags. Honestly, since COVID, the service has gone down everywhere.
In fact, you just reminded me, we went to, I had a steak and ale pie and chips.
Ooh, nice.
In Oakwood the other day. And they'd run out of chips.
Really?
Had them with fries.
Oh.
It's not right. Steak and ale pie, gravy and fries.
I prefer fries, I've got to be truthful, but it's not right with your
steak and ale pie, I want big fat chips. Steak fries for Americans, any Americans listening? Is that right, Kane? Steak fries, are they the equivalent?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. A question then, while we're talking about food, which I had this conversation at work. If you were to set up a food van or restaurant or whatever you want in America, what would you go for?
In America? Interesting. Because if it was in the UK, I would have gone ribs.
Yeah.
So if it's in America, I'm going something stereotypically British.
Yeah, that's the decision.
I'm going to go for a big Yorkshire pudding stuffed with proper mash, sausage, onion gravy.
Yeah, I do like that idea.
Say that again. So Yorkshire pudding,
one of the big ones with mash inside it, like, and Sunday sausage dinner in a Yorkie. And onion gravy. Yeah. And then just, you know, you could just take it away in like a big tray type thing and get covered in gravy.
Somewhere did Yorkie wraps, didn't it? And that's quite a good idea.
Mm.
I'm doing full English.
That's black a good show as well.
Yeah, because I think that'll be a novelty for a lot.
But would you put it in like a bread or a plate of it?
Plate.
I think I'd go in bread.
I think the novelty needs to be. Yeah, I know what you mean.
An actual full English.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's more easy to manage, but I just think the novelty of it all being laid out, fried bread, black pudding, whatever it might be. Yeah.
What about a proper pasty thing?
Yeah, or sausage roll? Good sausage roll. And I'm not a massive pastry fan, but.
There's a nice pasty one on
sausage roll, chips, and gravy.
Sausage roll, chips, and gravy.
I used to love sausage roll, chips, and gravy. At Flammy's. It was really good.
Yeah.
I am going for my wagon is going to be called On Toast.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Beans on toast?
Beans on toast. Cheese on toast. Cheesy beans on toast.
Yes.
Everything on toast.
Ravioli on toast.
Yeah. All the because Americans don't really do it, do they?
No, they don't.
Do they, Kane?
I don't know. I don't think
they do. I've never had it over there or seen it. And when I mentioned beans on toast, somebody was like, "What? You put baked beans on a slice of toast?" And they were really confused. Yeah.
I know the Dutchies get really well. When I first came, got really confused and thought it was comical that we'd have like beans in tomato sauce.
Really?
Whenever you'd ask for beans, they'd laugh at you. Go what in tomato sauce? And it's like,
it's like the American ones. They if you say beans as a side, they think of not like what we class as baked beans in the sauce. They think like refried beans or something like that. Like a not what we would class as beans.
Do they?
Mm.
I've only ever seen our style beans over there.
No, I've seen a lot of the refried beans. Only Mexican bean types.
Refried, amazing. I love refried beans.
Yeah,
I'm not a massive fan of refried.
I like it.
I'm not
a fan of any of
them. It's like thick and mushy peas. I love mushy peas.
I think on toast, or you could do a chip mix, couldn't you? That'd be the other option. Like traditional fish and chip shop chips, but not the fish, just chips with peas, chips with gravy, chips with curry sauce.
Why wouldn't you do the fish?
Because it's a wagon. Like a fast food. So I'm just doing a tray of chips with a mix on top. Maybe a pie on top. That's a good one, isn't it?
I was just about to say, what about dessert? Is there an opportunity to do a dessert truck?
What would you do? What's like British?
What I'm saying, like, what would be the stereotypical?
Anything in custard.
Yeah.
Jam roly-poly.
Yeah.
Apple pie and custard.
I'm not sure it'd get enough traction in like the American market, a dessert.
Yeah,
they do part. It would have to be
puddings, I think. If you're going to get any traction, it'd have to be puddings. When it's syrup pudding, treacle pudding,
sticky toffee pudding,
jam roly poly. You'd have to be down that route. But I don't think Americans really do hot custard, do they?
No,
I don't think so. No,
we could introduce them to it though.
It's like they have apple pie. It's with ice cream or cream, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like hot custard over that bad boy.
Yes. Well.
That's the end of that podcast.
Yeah, it's another. It's, if you listen to our podcast before lunch or you're on a diet, it's probably a bad idea.
We often turn into a food podcast about. Towards
it's,
the
it's
end.
Either, it's either a food podcast or a which yeah. Ewok would you fuck podcast. And I'm not sure which is the better option. Because
after your weekly dose of ecstasy.
Yeah. But to be fair, she is a more attractive Ewok than the ones in the films.
You have to justify it, too. Hey, whatever floats your boat, mate. Whatever floats your boat.
I want everybody on Twitter to tell us which is the most attractive Ewok.
Other psychological effects of ecstasy include increased sexual emotional energy.
I fucking love that. Ewoks.
Yeah, tapping into that straight away.
Have you been reading frank.com, Jamie?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Sounds like something like in the 90s where they tried to scare you off drugs.
Yeah,
like
do you need to give a disclosure, Jamie, about drugs now we've talked about?
We should have just played everyone Braveheart. You watched the Braveheart episode, that would have done it.
Now three of the four of us have said we'd rather take ecstasy than eat fried food, or at least two out of the four of us. Do you need to do a disclaimer about prolonged ecstasy use can be harmful to blah, blah, blah?
Makes you want to fuck Ewoks.
Yeah, exactly.
Do it, but in an American style.
PSA.
Oh, people do it in an American style.
That's one of my favourite things over there. Because they'll do like, ecstasy should be taken, see your good doctor. Can also lead you to damage lose your house. Blah, 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 blah. Your arm could drop off, your fingers might fall off, and your face might go blue.
And could cause death.
Yeah.
It's like, protected sex, risk of HIV and hepatitis C.
It still confused me, like, why are you advertising that drug that only doctors can subscribe?
Well,
why are you advertising it to me?
Now then, I do sort of know this one.
Oh, yeah.
Because over there, it is slightly different. You can tell your doctor which drug you would like over here. You go for something, I've got back pain. He'll say, right, take two of these, call me in the morning. Over there, you can say, I've got back pain. I want you to prescribe me this drug that I've seen on TV. And they will do it.
Sounds like they should go, I'm the doctor, matey.
Well, this is what I was watching a thing about.
Then she goes to another doctor, maybe, I guess.
Yeah, she came to live in the UK, and she's like, I can't believe how you haven't got, like, adverts for medical stuff on there, and the fact that you don't tell your doctor what you want to take, you don't sort of steer him. It's like, no,
we
trust the person who's been to school for it, and we take what we're told.
I think it's just America and New Zealand where it's legal to advertise medication.
Yeah,
and just to end the podcast on something slightly related, I've got something I wanted to talk about, which was Paul Dini, who wrote the episode.
Yeah.
Did he take his?
Who?
Paul Dini.
Who?
Paul Dini.
Who?
Paul Dini.
Who Dini?
Paul Dini.
I knew it. I got it.
Oh, that was rough. That was a bit of a stretch.
Paul Daniel.
Yeah, Paul Dini.
Who?
Paul Dini. A guy called... Do you want me to work that better for you, James? Go a on. Guy called Mr. Dini.
Who?
Dini.
Hey. It landed.
I don't think it did.
Yeah.
It did. He also did many of the episodes for Batman, the animated series.
Ah.
And Tiny Toon Adventures. And Duck Dodgers.
Duck Dodgers, man.
Duck Dodgers.
Remember Duck Dodgers? I don't know what that is.
Duck Dodgers in the 21st?
Yeah, he was
century.
Like a...
Rogers, right?
Version of... what's his name?
Daffy Duck.
Oh, okay.
Could fly and stuff. Yeah. It's a bit weird. Yeah, but then he went on to write, be one of the writers on Lost.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, God. The show that did it. It followed its namesake.
Mate, I love Lost.
I loved it. I just, at the end. No, like, really?
I'm perfectly happy with that ending. It's perfect.
You were Lost.
It's exactly right.
I've never seen any episode of Lost.
Oh, you're kidding. It's epic.
Yeah.
We won't spoil it for you then. And it's time to end the podcast anyway, because I know one of the By the Power crew is ready for bed.
Yeah, that's me.
Always Kane.
Get in late.
He's an hour later on you. Your time zones are now later than us, to be fair.
Yeah.
But what have we got next? So we're back to our normal schedule next week. So Jamie, it will still be your choice. We did announce it at the end of last week's episode. If you were hoping to listen to us talk about something other than Ewoks, then you've got to wait just another week for Jamie.
The Little Shop, which is the follow-up to Little Shop of Horrors, the musical film. We have got an episode. I can't remember it for the life of me, though, so if anybody can remember what the episode is to announce right now.
I think it was the first one. I think it was the
no,
first
it wasn't.
One.
It wasn't the first one. It definitely
what it's just making me laugh is earlier on we were saying, Kane asked the question, are there any cartoons based on films that don't have the main characters from the films? Yes. And next week's podcast is one of those.
Where's the main characters in it? It's got all the main characters in
it. I thought it was a version of the main character.
It's called Walk Like a Nerd, episode 11.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
it's like Kane.
Yeah, it's all the same characters, just a younger version. So Audrey, Seymour, they're all in it. They're okay. Just younger, but it's still the same characters. Yeah,
I guess we'll find out once we've watched it.
You reckon? If we don't get delayed,
it sounds like it's gonna be really good.
Little Shop of Horrors.
I did think of one cartoon that didn't have the main characters in.
Go on.
Mummy. Yeah. It was a cartoon of Mummy.
Mummy's Alive. Mummy's Alive, do you mean? Mummy's Alive?
Oh. No. It's called The Mummy.
Oh, really?
It's based on the Brendan Fraser film, but it's not got him in it.
Mummy's Alive was great. Mummy's Alive was 90s,
that was quite good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very good, yeah.
They all looked a bit like Mumra, which is a bit of a downfall, but...
Mm.
And the sequel, Daddy's, was good as well. Although it was rated R.
Daddy's Alive. Daddy's Alive just sounds
bunch
like
of daddies. We're the daddies. Daddy's Alive. That does sound like a good porno. On that note... It's time to say goodbye. So find us, if you want to find more information or watch any other episodes we've talked about tonight, bythepower.net. We're on Twitter, at bythepowerpod, and all the usual places. But it's goodbye from me.
And bonjour from myself.
Peace from me.
Have you got a fairy little bear joke for us, James? Come on, James. You must have a fairy bear joke.
It's almost like we can't hear him.
Oh, my mute. So, why...